start with English and switch to German. If you will, please raise your hands and I'll call on you. First question.
Hi, Dominic. Do you think that to lose a match like this will be stuck in your mind for a long time? Because, I mean, 7-6, last minute, one smash.
Yeah, it's going to be stuck in my mind forever. I'm going to forever remember this match for sure. But, I mean, it's cruel sometimes, tennis, you know, because I think this match didn't really deserve a loser. So, but there has to be one. And it was, I would say, if we skip the first set, it was really open match from the beginning to the end, and yeah, that's why it ended up in the fifth set tiebreak, and there it's 50-50, and he made one more point than me.
Dominic, at the start of the match, you just started so incredibly dominant in the first set. What was the key to that, and what do you think changed for the rest of the match on?
Yeah, I started, of course, really fast, and that's what I was hoping to do as well. That's what I was preparing for, but I think he was also not on his top level in the first set, for sure not, because normally he doesn't lose against nobody 6-0, but still it was great, and of course my level dropped a little bit, but beside of this first set, it was just a really open and great game.
You played an incredible match, both of you. Is this something that you learned about yourself, you know, tonight?
Not really. I mean, it was, I would say, the first really epic match I played. I played some good ones before, but not that long against the great guys and on the Grand Slam stage. So I'm happy that I did this for the first time, even if it went the wrong way. But of course, now I'm devastated a little bit, but in a few days I will look back and will remember how great it was to play in front of a packed Arthur Ashe this great match.
Rafa said that at the end of the match he told you he was sorry. What went through your mind when you heard Rafa say that he was sorry?
Well, I don't think he's really sorry. But no, I mean, he's a great guy, and I don't want to lose against anybody, but now I wish him the title the most, that's for sure. And I think we almost all the time have great matches, and I hope that we have many more in the futures with a different end then.
Did you learn something about Rafa from being in this match with him?
Well, there is not really something I can learn new from him. I grew up watching him playing these epic matches. I played him 10 times on clay, which was amazing, and then today this first match on a hard court, which was ending really unlucky for me. But I think he did everything already, so there is nothing I could learn new from him.
Crowd on your side, not because you were the New York underdog, but because you showed them explosive, fantastic shot making. That had to make you feel good to have that crowd roar when they were seeing those explosive.
Of course, crowd was great, and I think I have a pretty attractive game, and I really love to play these big matches on the big stage, and it's even nicer if the crowd is also on my side.
Like you said, you played him 10 times on clay court before. What was the difference in your matchup, you think, on hard tonight?
I think that this is a pretty slow hard court, so it was maybe a little bit similar to clay, of course not the same. But yeah, it was just, I think, way better for me than, for example, the French Open final. And I don't know if it was the surface or if it was something else, but it was a good and also a tough experience to play him on hard.
How did you find the conditions, Dominic? Because it was very humid, but you seemed to be able to keep hitting your explosive shots right to the end.
Yeah, I mean, I already played under worse conditions. It's nicer to play at night than under the full sun. And the only thing which was uncomfortable was the sweating. I couldn't run anymore in the fourth set because the shoes were completely wet. And also changing the clothes doesn't really make sense because after 3-4 points anyway, completely wet again. So yeah, but we are used to it. It's not only here, it's also on some other tournaments like this.
Thank you.
Dominic, this is Shuksa.